USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate leaders are offering their condolences for the Capitol police officer killed in an attack outside the Capitol Friday. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell both issuing statements saying they are heartbroken over the incident that left Officer Williams dead and another officer injured. As far as if the event is linked to terrorism, Metro D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says,
"It does not appear to be terrorism related, but obviously we'll continue to investigate to see if there's some type of nexus along those lines."
The 25-year-old suspect, identified as Noah Green, on his Facebook page does say he is a follower of the Nation of Islam. The airline industry praising a new CDC guideline that says people who are fully vaccinated can travel safely. The travel industry hit hard in 2020. USA Radio News.
And I just awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
The Biden administration wants to open at least 10 emergency facilities for migrant children as thousands of illegal unaccompanied minors surge across the border. In Texas, El Paso Sector Chief Patrol Agent Gina Chavez says they have their hands full.
These are unaccompanied children that are showing up at our border, and every day our Border Patrol agents are out there with compassion and just taking care of these children.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. President Biden seems to be trying to move ahead with his promise to forgive student loans. Biden reportedly asking his education secretary to prepare a memo on his authority to cancel up to $50,000 in debt. On the campaign trail, he put the amount at $10,000, but is facing mounting pressure from progressives to wipe out more. Today is World Autism Day, and April is World Autism Month, with events and educational activities scheduled throughout the month. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Leaders of two Atlanta-based corporations are condemning Georgia's new voting law. The CEOs of Delta and Coca-Cola labeling the Peach State's measures as unacceptable in separate statements. The state's new voting measures that were passed include guidelines for shortened runoff races and proper identification for mail-in ballots. Lindsey Graham is no fan of the CEOs of Delta and Coca-Cola.
These CEOs are full of crap. They're running scared. Georgia is trying to make sure that everybody can vote legally. Georgia has a 17-day early voting period, including weekends. So you can vote robustly in Georgia, but now you got to prove you are who you are, and that's driving the left crazy because it's harder to cheat. To Delta, to Microsoft, to Coca-Cola, are you okay with H.R. 1, where redistricting will be done at the federal level, not the state level, where ballot harvesting will be the law of the land, that we will obliterate voter ID laws? If H.R. 1 passes, corporate America, you're beyond belief. If you really care about the future of your business and your shareholders, you'll speak up against H.R. 1, the biggest power grab in the history of the United States.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Major League Baseball also announcing they're taking the All-Star Game out of Atlanta as well due to the Georgia law being passed regarding voting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.